Das Chazar sagt nicht, dass der Schwager von Yehudim sagt, dass der Dorm darf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah said, Ki Imra Kadirim. A Braisa says, if someone says a lamb, or to a lamb, or like a lamb, or any of these combinations with regards to other things listed in the Mishnah, meaning the animal pen, the wood, the fire, the mizbech, the heichal, or Yishalayim, if he says that these things should apply to that which he will eat from his friend, it becomes usur for him to eat his friend's food. If he says these things should apply to that which he will not eat from his friend, he remains mutter to eat from his friend's food. In fact, the Braisa that says that there is no difference between saying a lamb, or to a lamb, or like a lamb, follows Rav Meir. However, Rav Meir says in a Mishnah, if a person says, la carbon, I will not eat of yours, he has created an eder and it's usur. The explanation of that shita can't be based on an inference from what the person says, because Rav Meir says we don't make an inference. Rav Abba therefore explains that we treat the statement as if he said, your items should be a carbon, and therefore I will not eat from them. If so, in the Braisa as well, according to Rav Meir, we should say in the last case that he becomes usur. Mar says, the Braisa is discussing where the person said, la imra, not a lamb, should be that which I don't eat from you. The other interpretation would be a case where the person says, li imra, to a lamb. That's why, very different statements, and therefore very different interpretations. Zok the Mishnah, if someone says, carbon, Oila, Mincha, Chatas, Toida, or Shlomim, that which I eat from you, he becomes usur to eat from that person. Rabbi Yehuda says he remains mutter because he did not say like. Mishnah continues. If someone says the carbon, like a carbon, or carbon, that which I eat from you, he becomes usur to eat the person's food. If someone says la carbon, I will not eat from you, Rabbi Meir says he becomes usur. Zokti Gemara, the Mishnah, which doesn't make a difference between the or like, or just saying plain carbon, must follow Rabbi Meir. However, we find that the Chachamim, which is our mayor, agree with Rabbi Yehuda that if someone says ha carbon, the carbon, that which I eat from you, he remains mutter. And yet in our Mishnah it says that it's aser. Mara says it depends if he says ha carbon in one word or ha carbon in two words. In the first case, it creates a neder. In the second case, it's as if he's making a neder by the life of the animal. Ha carbon, by the life of the animal, and that does not create a neder. Talking about Hazar Meir say that he's also in the last case of the Mishnah, it can't be based on an inference from what the person says, because Rav Meir says we don't make an inference, or Rav therefore explains, like we said a couple times already, that we treat the statement as if he said, your items should be a carbon, and therefore I will not eat from them. Zokt, the next Mishnah. If a person says, koinem my mouth speaking with you, or koinem my hands working with you, or koinem my feet walking with you, he becomes usur to do these things through his neder. Frekti Gemara, we learned in a Braisa that a neder cannot take effect on things that have no substance. So how can a neder take effect on speaking, or on working, or on walking? These are things that have no substance to them. Rabbi Yehuda said, the case is where the person makes his mouth, or makes his hands, or makes his feet usur to do those things. The mouth, the hands, the feet, these are things of substance, and therefore, it could be chal on those things. The neder could be chal on those things. This can be even seen further, Zokta Gemara, from the Mishnah's wording, because the Mishnah says, koina my mouth from speaking with you, my hands from working with you, my feet. So you see the neder is on the hands, on the feet, on the mouth, and that's why it can be chal, because those are a something that have substance. Hadnalach, Perik, Kol, Kinuyeh.